At the gate, June is busting out all over. June is so glorious, and we get to enjoy the summer solstice this month, June 20th this year, the astronomical beginning of summer in the Northern Hemisphere, that time when Earth tilts her northern pole toward the sun while spinning daily on her axis and rotating around the sun, much like a gorgeous sunflower tilting its flowery head towards the sun's rays. And for me, it's the time of year when I sing to myself, some would prefer I hum, that joyous anthem of summer. June is busting out all over, a spirited tune from the acclaimed musical carousel that celebrates the exuberance and vitality of early summer. Composed by Richard Rodgers with lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II, this song captures the essence of the season with its lively melody and evocative lyrics vividly describing this metamorphosis, painting a picture of the world awakening to new life. Trees that were once barren are now lush with foliage, flowers are in full bloom, and the air is filled with the sweet scent of blossoming plants. And if you're in the mid-Atlantic region like me, you're seeing all this glory now. We've had a good amount of rain, combined with enough periods of warm weather to trigger Mother Nature's beautiful display. So please, as the chorus of the song tells us, look around, look around, look around, and enjoy the beginning of summer splendor. I can tell you that the entire team at Green Prince is pretty lucky. We went into summer mode a few months back while preparing this June 2024 issue for you. So we've been celebrating June for a bit longer than it actually occurs, and this issue is a beauty. Please check it out. And the big news continues. Yes, it's big news that we're recording every article in the monthly issues. We started last month. So you can listen to the entire issue while you're on the go or in your garden. On the main Table of Contents page, just look for this button in the top left area, and you can begin listening to the entire issue. Or on any individual story page, please look for this image near the top of the story, under the headline, to start listening to individual stories. I've heard from countless readers about how valuable the audio version is, if you're ever out in your garden, or on a long road trip. The sound of Green Prince is soothing, healing, and inspiring. And please don't forget that you can also print the entire issue if you prefer reading Green Prince in hard copy format. Just look for this button on the Table of Contents page, located on the right side of the page, under the Start Reading button. Here's a quick summary of what's new in this issue. I know you'll be busting out all over after reading this issue. Gardening News, Executive Publisher. Don Nicholas shares with you his monthly commentary, this time about the dining habits of an Atlanta chipmunk named Thelonious Monk, who happens to have a sophisticated palate, a story to savor and enjoy. Garden Planning. Every month you get advice and entertainment about a practical seasonal gardening matter. This month, Food Gardening Network's Amanda MacArthur gives you some advice about growing from hybrid, open-pollinated, and heirloom seeds. Quite an education here. Cultivating Wisdom. Regular contributor, Becky Rupp is featured every month, covering topics that divulge all sorts of facts you might not otherwise know. In this issue, Becky reviews hay, how it was invented, how it's constructed, and how it's used. Garden Giggles. Perennial contributor Mike McGrath delivers his usual knee-slapping, sometimes gut-busting, humor about something in the garden. This month, Mike's story covers how gardening mistakes can be funny, especially when it happens to someone else, like Mike. Get ready for some good laughs. Green Perspectives. Stalwart Green Prince contributor Diana Wells shares her remembrances of a garden book author who delighted readers and visitors to her farm for years. Harvesting Health. This column is my own piece, and this month I cover the health benefits of blueberries, with some analysis about what are the best climates for growing these superfood berries. Gardening Life. Green Prince, Founder Pat Stone shares his on-point observations about the importance of weather in daily conversation. Always a delight to read Pat's pieces. Seasonal thoughts. Green Prints editor and publisher Christy Page shares her garden thoughts every month, and seasonally appropriate, of course. For this issue, Christy covers some interesting and unique celebration days that happen in June. Plants we love. Every month, you get interesting and fun articles about three different plants. For this month, learn about bell peppers, cucumber, and green beans. Recipes from the garden. Get tasty and easy-to-make recipes that use garden-fresh ingredients, and this month's focus is on Mexican dishes. And then there are the perennials in every monthly Green Prints magazine issue. Stories from the garden. These mainstays have been part of Green Prints since our first year of publishing in spring 1990. Gardening stories from the heart that will lift your spirits and make you smile or laugh. Books, kits, and calendars. Every month, you get crafting projects that include keepsake storybooks, story collections, art prints, greeting cards, and calendars. Letters to Green Prints. Read messages that readers have sent us. Good feedback and sometimes constructive criticism. Read these messages, and we hope you'll be inspired to send us your own feedback to share. Check out this entire issue, and you're guaranteed to find valuable, practical, and entertaining content to fill your June days with joy, laughter, and inspiration. And let me know what you think. I'd truly love to hear from you. Bill Dugan.